Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Emily, and we're going to be talking to you guys about our podcast called Clean Up Your Act.
And we're going to start off with basically our introduction of our friendship, I guess. We're in the same sorority. We're juniors at Chapman University, and we're in the same sorority. We're in Alpha Phi, and we were both transfers.
I transferred from Cal State San Marcos in San Diego, and I hated it. I thought it was very isolating, but now I'm glad I'm here, and I met Emma, and how we connected is a crazy story.
Yeah, and I transferred from Baylor University, which is in Waco, Texas, and we both are from Southern California and found our way back.
Yeah,
and
we grew up, seriously, what, like 15 minutes from each other?
15 minutes away. We didn't know each other.
Yeah, we had no idea. But you went to the school that, like, I was planning on going to, but yeah. I didn't want to leave my friends from elementary school.
Yeah, and I did want to leave my friends from elementary school, so that's why I went to that school.
Yeah.
But basically, we bonded. We were introduced by some older girls in our sorority.
Wasn't it Kat?
I think it was Kat.
Yeah, it was Kat.
Our friend Kat, my big.
Yeah.
Because we had both recently gone through a breakup.
Yeah.
Like within the month prior to meeting.
Yeah.
Both pretty bad and
both unexpected.
Unexpected and bad, and we just kind of bonded over that. And
yeah, we basically were set up on like a blind date.
Yeah.
And we went to El Ranchito in the circle. And
had margaritas.
Yeah, we had margaritas and tacos, and we basically just explained that we both got broken up with, but in a way that's like, why did it happen? And we basically literally sat there for 30 minutes, and we were like, we don't need them, like, it's fine. But then we were both like, we love them so much, like,
we both kind of kept going back and forth, and pretty much throughout the past year just kind of leaned on each other and talked about our experiences, which were very similar, and our feelings and what we were going through.
Yeah, definitely.
And we know that a lot of other people can relate to what we feel and felt and how we made it through.
Yeah.
And how we did.
Yeah, why we're doing this podcast is basically, like, that was the backbone of our relationship. So I guess, like, the point that we're trying to make is that, like, everyone goes through the same thing, and even though we may seem, you know, fine and bubbly and, you know, going through our daily day, like, it still definitely, like, affects us.
It's always the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And in your heart.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic, but it's kind of true.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know, I think that, like, having Emma really helped me, like, learn that, like, I'm okay with, like, being by myself, and, like, I have someone to go through this with
me. Yeah. I think for me, too, it was just kind of made me feel less crazy in a way.
Definitely.
And less like I was dwelling on a situation, just to talk about it and kind of know that, like, oh, it's not just me. And that's so cliche saying, like, oh,
no,
everyone goes through the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's so true.
Yeah.
And, like, when you're in a time of your life when you're just, like, you feel so alone and you just feel like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, we both transferred, so it was hard to make friends.
Start something new, and then something just fails. And
especially, like, when I joined Alpha Phi, I thought, oh, these girls, they have the cutest boyfriends, and, like, everything, like, worked out for them. And I don't know, when I met you, I was like, okay, I'm seriously, like, not cookie cutter, you know, everything doesn't have to be perfect, but, like, we can still get along. I mean, we talk about other things.
Yeah, but no, we talk about other things.
Definitely.
This is just how we met and how we started a friendship.
And I think what you taught me was that, like, it's okay to feel your feelings. Like, it's okay to deal with
them. I'm very in touch with my feelings.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Which is okay.
Yeah, and, like, you can be sad and, like,
yeah.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, the funniest thing is I remember literally maybe, what, 6 months after, like, we kind of were getting over it, you posted on our Facebook page. So, basically, we have a Facebook page.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like,
our sorority has a Facebook page.
And there's, like, a part of it where we all swap clothes.
Yeah, you can sell
them,
trade.
Yeah. And the funniest thing was Emma posted all her gifts that she got from her boyfriend and was like, fuck him, like, I'm selling them.
Yeah.
And honestly, once I saw that, I was like, hell yeah. Like, good for you. Everyone commented. There's maybe 50 comments.
Yeah, everyone for was sure. Just like, yeah.
Yeah. You go, girl.
You go, girl. I get it.
Yeah. It was so cute. And I think, like, that really showed me, one, like, the girls in our sorority will be there for me. And two, like, she's getting over it. Like, mm-hmm. so can I.
Yeah. So. I think as a girl, like, when you have your first of all, it's good to have a heartbreak.
I agree.
Most people, everybody does at some point, but usually not this early on.
Yeah.
And I feel like it just kind of makes you, like, a more wholesome person.
I agree.
And you really kind of tugs on the empathy part of your heart and just teaches you, like, it's a lot. You're alone a lot, but you think a lot more about other people.
Yeah, I agree.
Does that make sense?
No, and I completely understand, like, when you don't have anyone else to, like, occupy mm-hmm. your, like, brain space for so long, you start to realize, like, the little things about other people because you now, like, have time for yourself, but you also have, like, more time for other people, which is important.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think that, yeah, you taught me a lot about how to get over it.
You helped me through a lot.
Of course. But honestly, like, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and, like, we're still talking about it. Literally
when we were walking over here, we were talking about it.
Yeah, and, like, it's okay, and I feel comfortable. Like, I don't feel like you judge me.
No,
I just feel like
we can, like, talk about it, be open.
Yeah,
and even our crazy things we can
exactly
discuss.
And, like, no one knows what you're going through. Like, everyone goes through heartbreak differently, and mm-hmm. I think, like, that is a huge thing. That's, like, advice that I want to give. Is that, like, each person doesn't really know what they're doing, and it's okay if you don't know what you're doing, you know, today or tomorrow or the next day. Everyone's relationship was different. Everyone's heartbreak is different. Like, everyone deals with emotions differently. And I think it's important, you know, yes, you can get opinions from other people. Yeah. And, like, your opinions help me so much. But at the end of the day, like, even my other friends telling me, like, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, like, block that out.
Yeah.
At this point, like, you can do whatever you want. How you're feeling, at the end of the day, is you. Like, not everyone else. Everyone has their different perspective and experiences on relationships, and, like, mine is completely different than everyone else's, and, you know.
Yeah, and just, like, going off of that, a lot of times, especially as a girl trying to get over a guy, you're told, like, oh, it's been 6 months, it's been a year, it's been however long. A lot of people just are like, well, just get over him, like, just move on.
It's not easy.
And I think, like, yeah, like, part of you moves on, but you deal with every emotion or every kind of memory, I guess, at a different time. It, like, takes everyone, like, their own time. Some girls can bounce back, some girls take years.
Yeah, some girls can go and just, like, go out,
just
and
keep
that
going.
Helps. And I'm like, well,
you're like, how?
No, I wish I could do that, but I couldn't.
It's just important to, I guess, I think what I realized is I have a father who's saying, oh, just get over it, and then I have a mother who says, it's gonna take years, and I'm just kind of confused, so you just figure out what you need.
Mm-hmm. And for me, okay, so basically, disclaimer, I'm with the guy that broke up with me that we talked about, and basically, we've been on and off for the last year, and I think, finally, it came down to, you know what, I'm going to stop telling people because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go through what I know is right. And, like, I stayed friends with my ex, and I was solely only friends. Mm-hmm. And I think that actually helped me a lot because, like, I didn't listen to anyone else because everyone's like, you can't be friends with your ex, which a lot of the time I know you can't. But I, like, tried to stay friends. I tried to stay friends with him and be, like, this, like, superstar and, like, you know, it was hard. It definitely, I had some slip-ups. But I finally realized, like, for the last, I say, 8 months, like, we were not together. We literally only hang out when it was, like, mandatory, I guess, like, a birthday or a family event. And I'd, you know, see him every once in a while, but I wouldn't rely on him. And then finally I was like, I'm over him, like, I'm done. And right when I said that,
He came back. Yeah, that's what they say happens.
It literally happened exactly how it does in movies.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, very hesitant. I was like, oh, no, like, wow, like, this is too much. And now, even, like, yes, we are together, like, I don't say, like, love you, like,
yeah.
it everything takes time, whether it be like a good thing or a bad thing. So mm-hmm. I think that is kind of our huge tip, is just like everyone's time is different, whether it be good
and
or
I think
bad.
A lot of people have opinions on it, especially mm-hmm. people who helped you through it.
Yeah.
And
which is
then like for some people it's like, oh my gosh, like yes, he's back. Like,
yeah.
He wants me back. And then
other
the other part of you is like, oh no, like I've spent the past year
yeah.
complaining about him and
sad
now
and, mm-hmm.
yeah.
No, and it's totally true. And
it's just
like,
about finding that balance of like
yeah.
what you need and what you want.
Mm-hmm. And plus we're young too.
Yeah.
Like we're still learning, like
we're still gonna mess have
oh,
a lot
I'm
of problems.
Totally gonna mess up. Yeah. People that are, you know, getting married on Instagram mm-hmm. and a lot of my friends who you know, went on mission trips are coming back and getting married and
yeah.
getting engaged, or
like my brother
oh, yeah.
just got engaged
oh, congratulations
2 weeks
him.
Ago. Yeah,
cute.
It's exciting.
But he's been with her for a long
but
time.
But he's been with her for
yeah.
a long time, but they've been on and off for a long time.
Okay,
so
same.
They started dating in college, right before college started.
How old is he?
He's going to be 23 in July. They're very, oh no, he's going to be 24 in July. They're young.
But that's right.
They've, yeah, so they've, like I said, started dating in right before college. They met. They both went to Baylor University,
cute.
And they met at, like, some outdoorsy camp the summer before their freshman year. And so they dated, you know, for a year, broke up for a few months, dated again. I think they broke up 2 or 3 times. But
same.
Now, yeah. But now, you know, they're still really young, and they got engaged. She, you know, she moved to California after graduation, and it's, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And for, I mean, I remember when I was with my boyfriend, we were always like, they're not gonna last. Like, it's not, just because they were the ones to break up and get back together.
Yeah.
And he and I
hadn't.
We mm-hmm. were always together until we broke up and then never got back together. But
you never know.
You never know, but you don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's exciting. It's exciting to see somebody else's relationship from the whole and then, like, work out.
Yeah.
Because you hear about your parents. I mean, my parents started dating when my mom was 14.
Oh, my gosh.
Broke
I
up.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Got back together when...
Oh, cute.
Got engaged when my mom was 22. So they're, like...
It's very similar.
You, yeah, very similar. So you hear
yeah.
about it, but...
No, that's cute. So my mom had, like, kind of a similar thing.
Yeah.
So basically what happened with her was she was dating the same guy. She was 16. First love, everything. Dated him all the way to her senior year in college. And then met my dad at a bar, mm-hmm. and because my mom and her first boyfriend were on a break, or you know,
mm-hmm.
so they say.
Yeah.
And anyways, they broken up, and like my mom was out. My mom was actually the bartender, and my dad
That's
came
cute.
In. Yeah, my dad came in and literally was like, "Hi, like what's up?" My mom's like, "You know, get the fuck out. You know, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
My mom's working." And then. Basically, my mom goes in the back, and she's like, hey, like, do you know these guys? Like, are they good guys?
Mm-hmm.
And her manager was like, yeah, like, he comes in every summer. Like, he's cool. And, I mean, ever since then, like, here I am. My mom completely forgot about the guy. But, like, she thought she was going to marry her first
yeah.
guy. And they moved in together right away, my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was 22. My mom was, like, planning on getting engaged, like, her first boyfriend had money saved in the bank for her engagement ring.
Yeah.
Like, they were the couple.
How disappointed he probably
oh,
was.
Oh,
devastated.
But my mom, like, just fell in love with my dad and was just like, he's the one. Like, I just
yeah.
know. Like, and so, you know, I, like, have been with the same guy since I was 17. But then my mom, so my dad always, he thinks that, like, you know, you have one true love, blah, blah, blah. Because
mm-hmm.
my mom was my dad's, like, true love,
mm-hmm.
whereas my mom's like, oh, like, I had my true love before, like, you know, you
oh
never
my
know,
gosh.
Like, what could happen,
yeah.
so, I don't know, I don't think getting engaged young is a bad thing, like, if you
no.
know, but I definitely think, like, it's rare.
Yeah, especially here.
Yeah.
In where we live and grew up, a lot
definitely.
Of people wait, I
mm-hmm.
mean, my cousin's 27 and has had a girlfriend for a few years, and he's like, I'm too young to get married. I'm like, you're almost 30.
It's a perfect time.
But, yeah.
But.
So I just think it's different. And then my brother's fiance is from Texas.
Okay.
And it's very common to get engaged
yeah,
senior year of college, right out of college.
Crazy. So so
and so they actually waited a year.
Oh, so they planned.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily planned, but a lot of her friends were engaged before, and she was already getting asked to be a bridesmaid and all that.
Oh, wow.
So to me, I was like,
that's like crazy here.
My friends aren't going to be able to get themselves home.
Like, yeah, seriously. No, yeah, that's just. Do you think that, like, kind of off topic, do you pick a ring before? Like, do you go to the ring shop and pick with your husband?
So, my family, we have rings, like, set aside. So, my grandparents are very kind and have rings for, at least for me and my brother, because we're the Fowler kids. And so, they're giving Fowler rings. Like, Reagan is my brother's fiancé. My brother was given my grandfather's grandma's ring. So it's our great-great-grandma? Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So it was in the Fowler family, and that was important to my grandparents, because my brother is going to be the only Fowler
to carry on.
So they wanted her to have a Fowler ring.
Yeah,
and
sweet.
Yeah, which is sweet. And it's cute because my brother went to go get the ring sized before he proposed, and it was her perfect size.
Aww.
My mom was like, it was made for her.
That's so sweet.
So it's very sweet, yeah. And so I have my wedding ring set aside. Oh, my grandma still has it.
So is your grandma going to give it to your fiancé?
If my grandma is still around, it's like, no, my dad knows.
Okay.
So, like, yeah.
So when your husband comes to your dad for the blessing, he's going to be like,
here's the ring.
He's like,
you can save money. Yeah, there you go.
Take this.
Yeah.
Is it like just a band or is
it just like? So I've seen it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I know I have two rings set aside.
Okay, cute.
So I don't know if I get both of them or what. So one of them is, it's like a sapphire, which is blue, so it's not really a traditional engagement
ring. Do you
like
that?
But I love it because it looks like the Princess Diana one.
Okay.
So I would not mind it being my engagement ring. This is so weird that we're talking about it. Like, she's a freak.
No.
She has a ring out. No. So, and then the other one is more of an engagement ring, and it was my grandmother's. It wasn't passed down.
Okay.
So it is passed down, but it wasn't. My grandfather bought it for my grandma.
Sweet.
So.
And I feel like that makes it way more special because, so I was listening to Colton the Old Bachelor.
Okay, yeah.
And there was like a little segment on a podcast that he was on, and he was saying that the Bachelor literally gives him a ring, and then he went and returned it and picked out a completely different one for his girlfriend, Cassie, now. Because so basically he got like a square ring with all these diamonds.
Yeah.
And he had no idea like what she wanted. And then he gave it to her and she was like, oh, I actually want an oval and I want like it to be really small or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it's so hard. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, if he thinks that is you.
I know. That's the thing. If your fiance is picking something out for you, he obviously thinks, this is what
and
she would want. And you would hope that he would kind of
know.
If you're going to dedicate your life to him.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I feel like when people go in and they give rings, it's like, okay, well, if you go in together, and then it ruins the surprise.
Yeah. I wouldn't want him to be a surprise.
I kind of want him to be a surprise, too.
Reagan said she kind of knew it was going to happen.
Oh, that too,
I would want to be, like, so surprised.
Oh,
like,
I
would
want
to have no idea.
Yeah, I just want my nails to be done.
Her nails were done.
That's it. It's all
and that was just by chance. We didn't know.
Oh.
I didn't know.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Well, so, it was sweet. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways.
Basically, we just rambled on the last 20 minutes. But, long story short, basically, how we met is through relationships, and so like that is a topic that we've been comfortable talking about,
and we feel we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning, honest.
Yeah,
and
we're just for the rest of our podcast just gonna sit here and like pour our hearts out to you guys, and next
we'll talk
time
about other interesting
things. Yeah, next
things,
time
we'll
do
lives.
Some tips and some tricks, but for now we kind of just wanted you guys to get to know us. So have a great rest of your
day.
Thank
you.
Bye.
We'll talk soon.